Hello and welcome everyone to this edition of our Tri Talks. We're taking a few minutes to introduce an event, and in this particular case, we're introducing two events happening in the same day in Alberta this summer. I'm your host, Sebastian Porton. I'm the executive director with Triathlon Alberta. And with me today is Jason Britton from Swim Run Edmonton and Kevin Vachon from In Pursuit Adventure Triathlon. All right, Jason, let's kind of start with you here today. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and the race that you're organizing?
Yeah, so my name is Jason. I'm from Edmonton, grew up in Fort Saskatchewan. I started out as a competitive swimmer and then as a teen got into triathlon. I've done triathlons around the world, raced for Team Canada for a number of years. And then now I've started giving back to the sport. I've been a triathlon coach now for a little over a decade. Currently coaching the St. Albert Roadrunners and Triathlon Club, endurance sport racing, as well as I'm coaching for Triathlon Alberta in their social swim and run series. On top of that, I've got into race officiating and more recently into race directing. And so my event is Swim Run Edmonton, and it's a little different from triathlon. A series of swims and runs that you do across a number of different segments, so alternating back and forth. It's a new and growing sport in the world of multi-sport, and I wanted to bring it to Alberta, bring it to Edmonton.
Right on. And Kevin, what about yourself?
Well, these days, probably consider myself more the weekend warrior athlete, but my sort of triathlon career kind of started actually while I was teaching English in Taiwan. There wasn't a lot to do there and not a lot of English speakers, so we just started going to the swimming pool more often for something to do. And although my swimming is still not top notch, that was kind of the start of that portion of training. And looked at, when we get back to Canada, it'll be something I'm gonna give a shot at, right? So yeah, started triathlon, probably doing it for 15 plus years on and off, but probably mostly off-road stuff for about the last decade or so. A little bit of officiating with Tri Alberta over the years as well. Mm-hmm. And then got into the race directing side of things for the last bit. And then, yeah, so the event, In Pursuit Adventure Triathlon, we'll be hosting right alongside Swim Run Edmonton in Terwilliger Park. And yeah, another good off-road event for the city here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I'm really excited for it. And like, what kind of inspired you, Kevin, like to offer like the off-road and like the cross triathlon portion of, you know, most people know triathlon as like just swim, bike, and run on the open roads rather than like in the woods per se.
Yeah, so I was basically just getting bored with the regular road triathlons and decided to try an Xterra event. Mm-hmm. That went really awesome, had a lot of fun, and basically no looking back from there. The problem essentially was Xterra was the only game in town at the time. And so if I wanted to do any more of it, there was not a lot of events to be found unless you're going out of province, you know, a lot of traveling, that kind of thing. So I just decided, let's just make our own event and offer something else within central Alberta. And yeah, just give some opportunities to people who want to try something new. That essentially was the start of the Edmonton River Valley Off-Road Triathlon. And we put that on for about 5 years or so around the Kinsman Outdoor Pool. Then, yeah, just transitioned into a different type of off-road triathlon, I guess, with these ones being a paddle portion of the event instead of swimming. So, you know, if you're not a swimmer, you can still participate and have some fun. And yeah, like we had a few years off, like most events with COVID here. Took a year off as well from race directing, and I think now's a good time to bring it back, and we'll try a new location here in Edmonton instead of where we were at Elk Island National Park.
Right on. And Jason, kind of like, what about yourself? Like the, like I understand the swim run concept is a little bit different with the event here, and like, how is it like unique from other like triathlon events?
Yeah, so I guess I'll just give you a little background. The sport of swim running started in Sweden with an event called Attilo. They've been putting on a world championship for that for the last, I'm going to say it's now 13 years. I went in 2016 and competed and fell in love with it, found it to be, you know, just something different. It's still in that same realm of swimming and running, you know, without the biking, but it just had a whole different feel to it. And so I guess I wanted to bring that back to Edmonton, give people a little bit of a taste of it. And so that really inspired how I designed the race course. I wanted people to connect with our river valley. It's such a beautiful space. And so in 2019, I put together an event and have been just trying to grow it from there. We lost a year to COVID where we attempted to do a little bit of a whatever you want to call it, Zoom level of doing the event, put together your own event and submit your own results kind of thing. But we were able to put on an event again last year. This year I'm expanding to having two race courses, so a sprint and my usual race course. But it's moving back and forth between running and swimming, and so effectively the athletes that are competing are keeping all their gear with them, so they run with a wetsuit on, they swim with their shoes on. It's a little different from triathlon where you get to use some equipment, so you can use a pole buoy or paddles or some aids for what you're doing. And then the essence of the sport is actually a partner race, and so it's meant to be done with a partner. You stay together at all times, really as a safety aspect to it, but in trying to grow the event and trying to grow the knowledge that's out there, I've also got a solo event so people can give it a try on their own and get that same kind of an experience. I think that's the essence great. Of the event there.
That's great. That's really good. Awesome to hear. Can you like, and you guys are collaborating this year, we're putting kind of the two events into one essentially. Can you tell us a little about that collaboration and like how it came about?
I guess I can lead off. Kevin and I used to be his swim captain for his races, and I was at one time helping coach Kevin for a little bit. So we've known each other for a long time, and certainly just took the opportunity. We recognized that putting on our events, you know, together, we're stronger. And it would be a good draw for people, and then, you know, simultaneously making use of volunteers and of space, and introducing people to these, both of these sports that are maybe a little less popular, in this area to the traditional triathlon, together we were going to be stronger. I'll let Kevin add on to that.
Yeah, that's, pretty much nailed it. I mean, I was hosting out of town for quite a while too, and you know, just looking for a new venue as well. And a bit of brainstorming put us in the Edmonton River Valley, and Terwilliger Park seemed to be a good spot as well to incorporate all the elements we need. And so like Jay was saying, you know, we can pool some resources and work as a team on this one a little bit and go from there. At the end of the day, yeah, we'll see what athletes come out and see who has some more fun.
Absolutely.
Yeah, should be a good day for everybody.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's great. Okay, let's go to you for this one. Like, what kind of distances are you kind of offering, and like, what can kind of folks can kind of expect when they come on race day?
Yeah, sure. So Current mapped out trails, mountain bike will start off the race, and that's going to be about 15K. Mm-hmm. So a couple loops in the park. We'll have the downstream paddle. It's about 5 kilometers. And then run ourselves back to Terwilliger. So that's about 5 to 6 as well. Hopefully nobody goes way off course. Adds a few extra K in there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, and kind of a mix of trails. There's a little bit of pavement in there, but mostly sticking to the trails as well. Yeah, so when you show up, just looking to have a really fair and fun race course that's meant for pretty much any level of participant. If there's a little bit of a tricky spot, you know, on your bike, just get off and walk. It's no more than 100 meters kind of thing, and then keep rolling. Yeah, just getting people out to the park, have a good time. We're, at least I am anyway, going for more of a grassroots kind of feel to the event. I'm not a, you know, all about the swag and an overpriced bill to compete in something. I just want people to get out and have some fun. Mm-hmm. And you know, if that gets them interested in some other off-road activities, that's great. I guess, yeah, so a couple other bits of info for the event too. Yeah, you can go solo or as a team as well. Mm-hmm. And with our new location being downstream, stand-up paddleboards will be allowed this year. Mm-hmm. So that's a bonus. You'll actually be able to get somewhere on the water. And yeah, a couple new items to add to the event.
Awesome, thank you. And like Jason, what about like your events? What can kind of people expect to kind of see on race day there?
Sure. So like I said, effectively I have two events, and so my standard race has 6 running portions, 5 swimming portions. Total distance, they're going to be doing about 6 kilometers of downstream swimming. Now it swims a lot shorter than 6 kilometers, so those that are a little bit worried about the distance there, it does swim, and depending on swimming level, the current will aid the slower swimmer even more. Mm-hmm. But 6 kilometers of swimming, 17 kilometers of running. That's going to be the first event to go off for the day. Mm-hmm. And then Kevin's event's going to start after that event. And then the third event to start for the day will be my sprint event, which is 3 run portions, 2 swim portions. Total swimming is just over 1 kilometer. Okay. And then running is a little under 10, 9.5 kilometers.
Awesome. And so are there any other kind of like, and it's kind of like open floor, so is there any other kind of key piece of information that participants would like to know heading into the events?
I guess it just should be that this is going to be a really good atmosphere. As Kevin mentioned, these are grassroots events. We are trying to keep them accessible and affordable for people, for anyone to participate. Yeah, we're sharing a start finishing area, and hopefully we can create a bit of a festival atmosphere to that space.
Right on. Kevin, any?
Yeah, I think that pretty much covers it. You know, so we're only a couple months away. Yeah, registration's open all around for Swim and Run Edmonton. The off-road try here should be open any day, and look forward to getting people in. I suppose for either event, if anyone grabs this and it grabs their attention, sorry, and they want to come help out and volunteer, we're more than welcome to reach out to either of us. Mm-hmm. And yeah, just looking to have a good time and hoping for some nice summer weather.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Jason and Kevin, for joining us today on Tri Talks. And yeah, I'm really looking forward to seeing this event this year.
Appreciate your time.
Yeah.